Now that you've got the money, pursue the criminal charges. Today we learned that global company ABB signed an agreement with Eskom to repay 1.56 billion rand within the next 2 weeks. We also learned that Eskom and the SIU have cancelled that ABB contract, but can't fire ABB as its systems are now embedded in the almost complete Kusile power station. That reminds us that on Wednesday, we heard that another international company, McKinsey, has promised to repay about 650 million to Transnet and SAA. Are these deals the very powerful and rich buying themselves out of trouble? We think the deals do show us hope that the law enforcement and SOE teams taking on the state capture giants are making headway. And we wish those law enforcement teams success and a much bigger share of the national budget in future. But out there is watching for the criminal charges and expect to see these brought against individuals linked to both Eskom, ABB and McKinsey. We also want to remind them that restitution includes information on what went wrong and how it was set up, concealed, and details of the money flows. It has taken years to get to the Eskom repayment, and ABB management cannot pretend it did not know what was going on. While Eskom and the SIU declined to name the Eskom executives and officials involved, there are strong expectations that former Eskom executive Marcello Cocco is in the running, along with his stepdaughter, whose unqualified business, Impulse International, benefited as an ABB subcontractor. Questions were raised in the media about the ABB contract as soon as it was signed in 2015, and 2 years later, the media exposed the Impulse connection. How will this change the way business is done in South Africa? We want National Treasury to maintain a public list of companies implicated in corrupt behavior, and where it is not possible to block them from current and future deal, then requiring additional checks on every one of their contracts. Some of these businesses have been shameless and deserve liquidation. Those that survive may not deny their heritage and must make restitution and work to earn back public trust. We want SARS to double check the tax payments of all these company directors and officials. We want the public to be kept up to date, as we were this week, on efforts to claw back the money. We want one day to see that these recoveries knock a little piece off the price of electricity, for example. But most of all, we want the ringleaders in jail. Don't let those big refunds buy the corrupt out of jail.